Deanna Oster owns a business called Pretty Little Designs. Deanna, what does your business do? Good afternoon.
Hi, how you going, Ollie? So we're a home organisation business. We specialise in like pantry containers, glass jars, etc. for organising your home.
So how will this impact you?
So massive. It's an absolute blow to our business. We, again, just found out by pure chance. We were disputing with Australia Post our excessive freight charges on our volume. We've been working with them for the last 3 months to have that reduced, as some of the costs are significantly higher than our actual product cost. And just in passing, in lots of emails to my account manager, he just called late Thursday night and said, "Oh, hey, by the way, this is actually happening as well, effective, you know, 28th of November," giving us like no time whatsoever to prepare for what this is going to do. We're obviously a lot of our products, we make like pantry labels as well. So a lot of that is custom, which means that we had in our system on that day when we were leaving work, 800 and something custom orders that needed to be dispatched by last night, 9 o'clock. So obviously we went on Eastern Standard Time, so we needed it all gone and it was physically impossible.
Deanna, how do you absorb these costs? I imagine you can't.
You can't. We don't make any money on freight. We lose a massive deal on freight at the best of times. With no preparation has meant that, you know, we're now stuck with trying to find a new freight company because their solution was for us to take our parcels to an Australian Post branch and have them processed over the counter. Now, we ship 300 to 400 items a day. That's is just not practical. We have two Australia Post vans that arrive on a day. So trying to drive them to our local post office box is obviously not a solution in our busiest period of time. And it obviously left me with Friday on, do I call around all different courier companies and try and arrange something? Do we try and get all these orders out? Like, what do we do here? So it's an absolute blow after some very tough months. Years with COVID.
How much is it going to cost your business?
So we did a quick calculation, judging on our normal months, not including the fact that this is our peak time. And on a normal month, it would have been in excess of about $38,000 on the month, additional charges. So you can only imagine how devastating that is for small business.
Big time. What are you going to do in your contract with Australia Post?
Definitely. I spoke to the account manager today because we, again, have had no real answers, no communication. Loads of people that we know had absolutely no idea until I started posting it on social media. But, yeah, we've got no choice. We can't continue with Australia Post. You know, some of our items can cost $80 to dispatch. With a 40% increase on that, it's not worth us bothering to even ship that out at all.
Oh, I can understand that, Deanna. So in the meantime, how are you getting your products from your warehouse or from where you're manufacturing them to your customers?
So we spent, again, we basically got in and Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we just pumped as many orders as we could out. Then we're going to try and move to a new courier system. So our last Australia Post orders will be collected from Australia Post today, and then my plan is to get a new courier company up and rolling by tomorrow. We had obviously already started because of a lot of the issues that we were having with Australia Post and their already outrageous pricing, but obviously we just hadn't set anything. We still thought we had a bit of time. This is peak season for us, so, you know, it was kind of, let's sort of start this process and, you know, kick off the new year with a new courier company or something. And instead, we're now trying to figure out how we're going to manage that. We either pay Express because they're not increasing it to the Australia Post Express service, or which is obviously it's not manageable. Or we just try and find someone else. So I think at the moment we're probably going to move over to Sendal, but their freight charges can be quite heavy outside of metro areas. So, yeah, it's devastating.
Just weeks before Christmas. Deanna, we're going to keep in touch with you. I appreciate you joining us on Perth Live this afternoon. The owner there of Pretty Little Designs, it would have cost the business $38,000 more a month. It's called the WA Emergency Freight Service Surcharge, a 40% surcharge, which has been put in place as of 1 minute past midnight today due to the ongoing issues caused by the recent flooding and train derailment.